Now, speaking of Pawdy for president from the traitor, he won't be on the ballot paper, but who will be on the ballot paper? Still a question this morning with a couple of hours left to go. Barrister Maria Steen, her efforts to become presidential candidate stalled yesterday evening as she had 17 nominations. This morning, news came out that Senator Aubrey McCarthy is going to back her and sign her nomination papers. She is now two names short. She has 18 and she needs 20. That's two short of the presidential nomination after Senator McCarthy said that he's going to sign it. It is pretty difficult. Hours out from the nomination deadline of midday. Apparently 11 o'clock is the real deadline to be able to kind of get the paper signed and get it in on time. As things stand, there are independents Catherine Connolly, Fianna Fáil Jim Gavin and Fine Gael Heather Humphreys are the three candidates who were on the ballot paper as things happen. And some of Ms. Steen's supporters are holding out a last-ditch hope that someone from the government side might break ranks and nominate her. There's no indication as of yet as to whether this will happen. And any politician from the government parties who did that would immediately lose the party whip. Well, with me on the line to talk about this in more detail is a man who announced yesterday that he was signing and becoming one of the 18 now who are nominating her to get on the ballot paper. And that's Independent Deputy for Kerry, Danny Healy-Ray. Danny, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Dorian, to all the people of Kerry that are listening to you on. Yeah.
Okay, Danny, a couple of weeks ago you came on the programme, you were talking about independents and their role in selecting the president. You said the independents have no real role in deciding the candidates, that you would look at the ballot paper when it came down to it and vote. You obviously changed your mind. You were asked by Maria Steen and decided then to sign. Why? Why did you do it?
Hold on, no, I wasn't asked like that at all. I was asked by hundreds of people that send emails and hundreds more that phone me from Kerry, all around Kerry, and indeed all around the country, to at least give her the chance to get on the ballot paper. And that's why I did what I did yesterday, Jerry, because I can see the way the ballot paper is lining up. It's basically controlled by the two main parties, and from being at clinics and from being talking to many, many people, they're not happy with the number of candidates that are the candidates that are already there. In other words, that have a nomination, and they were appealing to me to give her the chance to get on the ballot paper, and that's why I did what I did yesterday, Johnny.
Okay, and were you hopeful, Danny, then that others would follow, that it would get to 20? Or what's your view on the situation now at 20 past 9 this morning when 11 or 12 o'clock is the deadline?
Well, we're down to the wire now, Johnny, and 17 last night was 18. It was 18 this morning, and I feel she gets another one, someone somewhere will break loose and give her the last one. But from rumours that I heard about there yesterday, there's still independents that haven't come out or have refused to come out to back an independent. And the rumour is that they took umbrage to the way they were being asked by another small party man that took it upon himself to ask people to vote for her or to give her the nomination, as that he kind of called her their candidate.
Right.
And she, I want to explain to you, she's an independent candidate, but what seems to have happened is that this other individual came there as his candidate and kind of put it up very strong to some independents who took umbrage to it, and that they should be voting for the independent, even though himself has his own party. They took umbrage to that, and all I can say is that they should look it in the light that she is the person that needs the nomination and not him. And the people all over the country are trying out for another candidate, and not to say that she's going to be elected, but to give her the chance and let the people decide, because it should always be the people who should decide who gets elected. And I'm very appreciative of that, because we were in the party at one time and we didn't get the chance. My father didn't get the chance to run for that party. But the people of Kerry took it upon themselves to come out and back him as an independent, and they didn't on two more subsequent occasions, and then they backed both myself and Michael in three recent general elections. And I feel that somehow, somewhere, she should get the chance to run as an independent, and she's been denied that. And I'm appealing somewhere to someone, somewhere, to come out and just... She's just shot too, it seems very tough to be denied for the want of two nominations. Yeah. Just to give her the chance to go, get on the field and see, and let her make the most that she can of the chance.
There's a lot of pressure coming on Senator Michael McDougall and Victor Boyhan, were seen as two possibilities, but that doesn't look like it will happen at this stage unless something major changes.
I don't think pressure should be put on anyone, only to ask them, you know, just to give her the chance to get on the road and look up to herself to organise her campaign and do what's necessary if she's to be elected. But look, there's still 2 hours left, just about, and someone, I'm not saying those two gentlemen that you talked about, but there is even more independence, and I can't see why even some couple of party lads somewhere, even though they wouldn't be voted for, could come out and just give her the chance to get on the field. It seems wrong when the people out there are crying so much to allow her get on the field.
Yeah,
and I regret very much the kind of I tell you that, you know, the way the local authority of the county councillors were kind of forced not to give the independents that went before them the chance. You know, the two parties seem to be trying to keep it between themselves, and we see that back in history where they were always satisfied to rule that way. If Fianna Fáil were in, Fine Gael got in the next time, and vice versa.
But Danny, that's the will of the people of Ireland. You're making it sound like the two parties control the country when it's the people of Ireland who vote them in and have a chance to kick them out every 5 years. And speaking of that, just on that point about Maria Steen and calling it undemocratic, is that really the case here? I mean, she only started a month ago. Like, one way you could look at it is that she hasn't got the work put in. She never talked to councillors. She never once came to Kerry to meet any member of Kerry County Council and sit them down and ask them for her vote. So is it a bit rich for her and her supporters to be saying this is all being controlled by the big bad parties and it's all anti-democratic? The reality is she didn't put the work in, did she?
I can't say whether she did or she didn't.
She never came to Kerry. She was expecting Kerry County Council to vote her. She came here, gave one speech and said, please back me. She never met a single councillor. She didn't start in January or last November and said, well, I want to be president. I'm going to put the work in. I'm not going to leave it up to the big parties. I'm going to try and convince people and meet them face to face. Like Garrett Sheridan, for example, and he got the vote from Kerry.
Yeah, well, look, that I don't believe many counties voted for any candidate because there was a block. There was a direction given to local authorities, members of the councillors. And all I'm saying is it should be the people of the country. It should be up to them to decide. And there should be the process is very constrained. And look, I can't say whether what she did or what she didn't do, but she seems a very able person, and a lot of people are calling for her to give her a chance, and that's what I did, and yeah. I'm not sorry that I did. Yeah.
Would you vote for her, Danny? If it wasn't a bad paper, you support her views.
I support a lot of her views, and I suppose really at the end of the day, you would have to look tightly and closely and more closely than I have maybe, but at the same time she does represent a lot of what I've fought for, and we won't go into details since I got elected to Dolly, and she appears to have those values tapped. And look, I felt that she should get the chance at these now and let her off. But look, if that's the will of
that's
the people,
the will of it. That's the will of it. Look, you said as well to me last month, you said, look, you felt it's better if the person on the ballot has experience in politics. She's debated in referendums, but she's not a politician. So you don't feel that's a barrier now, or should she get into politics? If she wants to run as a president down the line, should she put her name on a poster maybe? Run at council level, run for TD and go that route?
Look, that's up to herself. But I would prefer if someone came up along the line in politics, whether it is at local level or national level, certainly I would, and they would have an advantage. But what I say to Jerry about that is, then when they get there, they're supposed to be above politics. So it's a different role than what we're at. And they're supposed to rise above politics, so there's an argument to be made both ways.
Okay, well, Danny, look, time will tell. Are you on the phones trying to contact people for her to try and make the difference?
No, I'm not sorry. Look, people I met yesterday, it wasn't the way I went after them, but I was talking to them, and it's up to themselves to do whatever they... My job is to represent the people of Kerry as an independent TD, and that's what I was elected to do, and that's what I continue to do to the best of my ability.
Okay. All right, Danny, listen, that's where we leave it. Thanks very much for taking time to talk to me in the program. We'll see what happens in the next couple of hours when it comes to nominating or not nominating Maria Steen, but that's Deputy Danny Healy on why he changed his mind and said, look, I'm going to give her the backing. I'm going to sign the nomination paper. I want her to get over the line in the interest of democracy and to have four people on the ballot instead of three people on the ballot paper. What do you think?